Time Management Mastery in Just 10 Minutes a Day. Introduction. Hello, I'm Mikkel Stawicki, and I'm here to share with you the secrets of mastering your time in just 10 minutes a day. As someone who has struggled with time management and productivity, I understand the challenges you face. But I've discovered that small, consistent actions can lead to remarkable changes. In this book, I'll show you how to transform your life by making the most of every minute. Part 1, The Power of Small Changes. Let me start by telling you about my own journey. A few years ago, I was overwhelmed, constantly busy, but never truly productive. I knew something had to change, but the thought of overhauling my entire life was daunting. That's when I stumbled upon the idea of making tiny, manageable changes. I began by dedicating just 10 minutes a day to focus time management. At first, it seemed insignificant, but I soon realized the power of consistency. Those 10 minutes became the foundation for a complete transformation in how I approached my days. The key is to start small. Don't try to change everything at once. Instead, focus on one area of your life where you want to improve your time management. It could be your morning routine, your work habits, or even how you spend your evenings. Choose one thing and commit to working on it for just 10 minutes each day. Remember, success is not about making drastic changes overnight. It's about taking small steps consistently. As Jim Rohn once said, success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of consistently applying basic fundamentals. This principle is at the heart of the 10-minute approach. Part 2, Identifying Your Time Thieves. Now, let's talk about something that's crucial to effective time management: identifying your time thieves. These are the activities, habits, or distractions that steal your precious minutes and hours without you even realizing it. In my experience, one of the biggest time thieves is social media. I used to find myself mindlessly scrolling through Facebook or Twitter, only to look up and realize an hour had passed. Another common culprit is email. Constantly checking and responding to messages can fragment your day and destroy your focus. To combat these time thieves, start by tracking how you spend your time for a few days. Be honest with yourself. You might be surprised by what you discover. Once you've identified your main time wasters, you can begin to address them. For instance, I decided to limit my social media use to specific times of the day. I also turned off notifications on my phone to reduce distractions. These small changes had a significant impact on my productivity. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate all leisure time or to work constantly. It's about being intentional with how you spend your time. As Peter Drucker said, "Until we can manage time, we can manage nothing else." By identifying and managing your time thieves, you're taking the first step towards true time mastery. Part 3, The Power of Prioritization. One of the most important skills in time management is prioritization. It's not just about getting things done, it's about getting the right things done. This is where the Eisenhower Matrix comes in handy. Imagine a square divided into four quadrants. The top left is for tasks that are both urgent and important. These are your top priorities. The top right is for important but not urgent tasks. These are often the ones that contribute most to your long-term goals. The bottom left is for urgent but not important tasks. These can often be delegated. And the bottom right is for tasks that are neither urgent nor important. These are the ones you should eliminate. I used to spend a lot of time on tasks that felt urgent but weren't truly important. By using this matrix, I learned to focus on what really mattered. For example, I realized that working on my book was important but not urgent. By prioritizing it, I was able to make steady progress even when other tasks seemed more pressing. Start your day by identifying your most important task, what I call your MIT. Focus on completing this before moving on to less critical activities. This ensures that even on your busiest days, you're making progress on what truly matters. Remember, as Stephen Covey said, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. By mastering prioritization, you'll find that you accomplish more meaningful work in less time. Part 4, the 10-minute miracle. Now, let's dive into the heart of the method, the 10-minute miracle. The idea is simple. Dedicate just 10 minutes each day to improving your time management skills. This might seem too short to make a difference, but I assure you, it's more than enough to start a powerful transformation. Here's how it works. Choose one area of time management to focus on. It could be planning your day, decluttering your workspace, or learning a new productivity technique. Set a timer for 10 minutes and work on this task with full concentration. For example, when I started, I focused on planning my day. Every morning, I spent 10 minutes reviewing my goals, setting priorities, and scheduling my most important tasks. This simple practice revolutionized my productivity. The beauty of the 10-minute approach is its sustainability. Anyone can find 10 minutes in their day, no matter how busy they are. And because it's such a small commitment, you're more likely to stick with it long term. Over time, these 10-minute sessions compound. You'll find yourself naturally extending the time as you see the benefits. Before you know it, effective time management becomes a habit, not a chore. Remember, consistency is key. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. By dedicating just 10 minutes a day to time management, you're building a habit of excellence that will serve you well in all areas of your life. Part 5, overcoming obstacles and staying motivated. Of course, no journey is without its challenges. You'll face days when you don't feel like putting in those 10 minutes or when life gets in the way of your plans. The key is to anticipate these obstacles and have strategies in place to overcome them. One technique I've found helpful is the 5-minute rule. When you don't feel like doing your 10-minute session, commit to just 5 minutes. Often, you'll find that once you start, it's easy to continue for the full 10 minutes or even longer. Another important aspect is tracking your progress. Keep a simple log of your 10-minute sessions and what you accomplish in them. Seeing your consistent effort can be incredibly motivating. I still look back at my early logs with pride, seeing how those small daily actions added up to significant changes over time. Remember to celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Did you stick to your 10-minute routine for a whole week? That's worth celebrating. These small victories will fuel your motivation and keep you going. It's also crucial to be kind to yourself. If you miss a day, don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track the next day. Consistency over time is what matters, not perfection. As you continue on this journey, you'll find that mastering your time leads to mastering your life. You'll have more control, less stress, and a greater sense of accomplishment. And it all starts with just 10 minutes a day. Conclusion. Time is our most precious resource. By learning to manage it effectively, you open up a world of possibilities. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Your journey to time mastery begins with just 10 minutes. Start today. Choose one area to focus on, set aside 10 minutes, and take that first step. Before you know it, you'll be well on your way to mastering your time and, by extension, your life. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Here's to your success, one 10-minute miracle at a time.